Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. On this day in 1864, 12 nations signed the first Geneva Convention, establishing the rules of protection of the victims of armed conflicts. The Berlin police want to take a more targeted action against left-wing extremists around the previously squatted houses on Riegerstrasse in Friedrichshain. On August 5th, a separate team was forced to investigate the crimes in and around the area. Such is the result of an answer given to the Senate to an inquiry by FDP faction leader Sebastian Zaya. As early as 2016, after a series of attacks, there had been similar developments at the instigation of Frank Henkel of the CDU, the then Senator of the Interior. The investigative group was called Lin X. In the vicinity of Riegerstrasse 94 and the neighboring address Liebigstrasse 34, conflicts between left-wing autonomists and the police are occurring on a regular basis. Masked perpetrators repeatedly have been attacking police officers, throwing stones and paint, and damaging cars. Because of this, police are showing presence in the neighborhood. The Senate now admits in its reply that the efforts to have the controversial and partly occupied house in Riegerstrasse 94 bought by a housing association have so far been unsuccessful. At the same time, police have observed several times that there were unauthorized changes within the house, which, quote, contradicted the mandated fire protection and danger protection rules. The responsible district office, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, had been informed, but apparently nothing happened. The prevention officers of the local police regularly speak with the neighbors of the houses in question. In recent years, there were numerous complaints by other residents because they felt terrorized by their left-wing neighbors. In 2018, there was an information meeting in an Altenheim, or old age home, because the situation had caused, quote, unrest and discomfort among the residents. At the insistence of parents, the police also explained to pupils of 18 classes in a neighboring school of, quote, the necessity of a police presence and the sense of the partly martial protective equipment of the deployed officials. Recently, an alliance of left-wing radical groups, including the resident groups of Riegerstrasse 94 and Liebigstrasse 34, have again announced targeted squatting for the end of September. The call to action days bears the title Tu mal wat and reads, quote, resist, squat from the 26th to the 29th of September in houses, apartments, offices, and public spaces. Faction leader Zaya has commented, quote, the establishment of another investigation team after 2016 for Riegerstrasse alone shows that the steps taken so far have not shown any sustainability. As long as there is a political climate of sympathy and understanding for perpetrators of violence and their attacks on civil servants in Berlin, nothing will change at all. The repeated offenses against fire and danger protection alone must entail measures of the danger defense. Zaya also criticized that the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district isn't taking action to evacuate endangered houses. On Wednesday, in the early hours of the morning, numerous task forces marched into one of the biggest raids of recent years in Berlin. According to the Public Prosecutor's Office, about 1,900 officers of the Main Customs Office and the Federal Police searched over 100 residential and business addresses in the Berlin city area because of suspicions of human trafficking for labor exploitation, as well as gang smuggling of foreigners into the construction industry. Investigators said that the raid had been prepared for several weeks and whether there were arrests was not disclosed in the reporting. Customs say that, quote, moonlighting and illegal employment permanently destroy legal jobs and, quote, increase unemployment. In addition, it, quote, deprives the state of taxes and social security contributions. According to experts, this causes losses running into millions every year. The association Bundesweite Koordinierungskreis gegen Menschenhandel, which is supported by the Federal Ministry for Family Affairs, Senior Citizens, Women, and Youth, among others, states that some of the illegally employed construction workers would have to work under, quote, slavery-like conditions. And as a result, they are, quote, deprived of the agreed wage, and there are often disproportionate deductions for placement, accommodation, and meals. Time and time again, workers smuggled in from abroad have to work disproportionately long hours, often under dangerous conditions, because occupational health and safety standards are not observed. Due to their ignorance of their rights and opportunities in Germany, such as labor rights, right to pay wages, opportunities for counseling, or threats, coercion, and pressure by violence or employers, it's difficult for those affected to escape the situation. With things like missing reservation displays, sockets without electricity, and closed onboard bistros, considerably more than half of the long-distance trains operated by the Deutsche Bahn, or DB, in June were operating with technical defects and restrictions. The safety of the passengers was not endangered, however, according to an answer of the Ministry of Transport to a small inquiry of the FDP parliamentary group in the Bundestag. In June, around 38% of the ETCE and ETCE trains in service were fully operational, the lowest figure to date in 2019. In May, the figure was 46%. The statistics do not show exactly which defects were involved and whether they meant greater restrictions for passengers. The DB announced on Wednesday, quote, "The technical readiness at the time of dispatch measured by DB serves internal control purposes and takes even the smallest technical restrictions into account. Therefore, a train with a single small error is counted as, quote, restricted, even though there are no or only very minor restrictions in the usability of the train. Even a faulty reservation display leads to this classification." Compared to the previous year, however, the proportion of trouble-free trains has increased significantly. According to media reports from December, not even every fourth long-distance train was completely error-free at the time. The Fluesbad Berlin Association has canceled the traditional Spree swimming on Berlin's museum insel for this Sunday. The association announced on Wednesday that the reason is the blue-green algae bloom in the Spree. The cyanobacteria that develop during this process pose health risks when water is swallowed. This means that the Fluesbad Pokal will be completely scrapped this year. The first date Berlin Briefing announced in mid-June had already been canceled because heavy rain had flushed too much dirt into the river. About 700 swimmers had registered for the event. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.